You're a very prolific Australian playwright. You've written plays in the traditional invented form, in verbatim style, and combinations of the two, I would argue.
Yeah.
What is it about certain subject matters that has inspired you to draw on the verbatim form?
I guess I've learnt more and more that I'm just so resistant to received wisdom, which basically means that I won't be told. You know, I won't be told things. So I have to go out and find it myself. I've got to actually go out and hear people and speak to them and understand it myself. So I suppose what attracts me to verbatim is that constant ability to look at the world we're living in a way that subverts assumptions that people make about it. I think I'm going to be endlessly addicted to that. It's just the best thing. You know, people talk about that Brechtian idea of making the familiar strange and the strange familiar. There's certainly that in there. But it's also just that I think sometimes the strange is just strange to people. You know, I just think that people don't go out of their little area, their little culture, their little environment. Whereas I'm just like passionate about that, addicted to that. The more foreign and unusual and out of my depth I am, the better. So that attracts me to verbatim. It's interesting for me because this is about specifics too. With Run Rabbit Run, I had been brought up in a working class football attending family, and yet when I was going to the theatre after I graduated from university, I was seeing a lot of working class representations of sort of, you know, that poor but honest and, you know, all that stuff. And I just thought, they're not like that at all. Some of them are really racist, but they are philosophers. They're not simple, inarticulate. You know, they're actually incredibly lucid. And so I chose verbatim because for me, I had, I suppose, an agenda about that. I wanted to show that football fans were not these stupid, inarticulate, sports crazy people, but were actually people of extraordinary values, kindness, community, you know, strength and purpose. And so I felt like if I wrote those characters the way I knew them, people wouldn't believe them. And so verbatim gave me this wonderful cover, an irrefutable way of representing a class of people that I knew, and that because I was having them speak in their own words, couldn't be faltered. Mm. So your question was, what draws me? I suppose that drew me in that instance. And with Parramatta Girls, I was really interested in the experience of those women and their survival. And my mother is dead and my grandmother is dead. And frankly, I often think I was just really keen to hang out around a whole lot of older women, you know, who had been through a lot. That was just really missing in my life. And they'd all had a really, really tough time, and yet they were enormously, enormously funny. And that was, again, something that I was really familiar with as a kind of way of being. And so I didn't need to capture their exact voice. I had to capture the spirit, the soul, the way of being in the world that those women were. And that's why I chose a kind of massage verbatim form. So I didn't want it to just be me writing these women. I wanted it to be based on what they said and how they felt, and this very real chapter of Australian history, which is appalling. But in terms of why choose a verbatim play, why not just write a play about, you know, a whole lot of women in a home and what they experience, it was because I wanted that personal contact, you know, uh-huh, with those women.
But also it must have given you a sense of authority.
Of course, you can't talk about the reality of what happened in those places without the survivor testimony. One of the big things is, you know, that they just were never believed. And I found that very, very hard in the beginning, because we live in a world of Oprah Winfrey where people can't wait to tell the most appalling details of their life. The idea that these women hadn't spoken for 30 years because they thought they wouldn't be believed was kind of a bit of a hurdle for me to get over. And that was a process we went through with the women in terms of the readings we had at Belvoir Street. The first reading I had at Belvoir Street was literally just their testimony, cut up and arranged a bit like pure verbatim in Run Rabbit Run. And it was only as I started to interview more and more women and started to see patterns in what they told me and the way they coped that I realised I would start to collapse the stories together, and it didn't need to be the pure verbatim. But the first reading needed to be pure verbatim for them to go, okay, this is my voice. Audiences, there was an invited audience to the reading, they heard it. So I guess that's another way. Verbatim is different from, you know, just writing a normal play, which is the public readings are often for the writer to see where the holes are. This was really for the community to kind of build trust and allow me to then start collapsing stuff. You know, it was like gaining their trust and helping them to understand that they were going to be heard, and now they didn't actually necessarily have to be heard exactly.
I'm really hearing strongly that for you, verbatim has been a real commitment to a community.
Always, yeah. Like, I mean, I always talk about it being this huge triangle where the play is really just at the top. And I think that's the other thing that people don't understand. There's a lot about our work as theatre makers that people don't necessarily understand, and that's okay. But the fact that when Parramatta Girls was on stage at Company B and I had 4-6 Aboriginal elders speaking to the ABC and on stage, nobody knows what a huge job that is, but that's a huge part of it. And that's not just about the commitment to the artistry of it. And that's why I said that they're those three things for me, that bringing the community along and making them part of owning it is a big part of it for me. And there's a lot of work in that that doesn't necessarily go along with just a kind of tunnel vision commitment to the best play on stage. But that's not to say that they're mutually exclusive. My commitment is always to the best play on stage, and my commitment in any interview is to getting the best story and the best material out of a person. It's a balancing act. Yeah, there's a responsibility there, and there's also this sweet triumph. I mean, when you sit in the audience and all those women go on stage and there's a standing ovation for them, there's nothing like it. You know you've done your job. I mean, it sounds boastful to put it like that, but I'm putting it more as that's part of the work that I believe you do, and it's part of the reward of verbatim.
Yeah, it's a testament to the power of theatre.
Utterly. We don't see it often enough, and I'm always carping on about how I get tired of not seeing it, because I want to see that, and I long to see that, and there is nothing like that if you get that right. Yeah. And it's wonderful, and it is transformative of the community. You know, the South Sydney community isn't a community until you sort of almost reflect it back to them and say. By saying that they're a community, they become a community. I mean, yes, they sort of are a community, but really they're a disparate group of individuals who pull together for one thing and then dissipated. Then when you put them back on stage and see them reflect the journey of their triumph, suddenly they re-understand what they've done and re-experience their connection to other people in that process. So theatre gifts that to them, gifts the community back to itself. People often see verbatim as reflecting this community that's already there, whereas you're creating it.